The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hey there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your late Monday edition, yes indeed, of the BTN News Show. It is the 12th of November, 2018. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend. Coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Now we're starting off with Apple news today, and maybe some products that ain't exactly working very well for you anymore. Yeah, I'm talking about the 13-inch MacBook Pro and the iPhone X. Now, those of you who haven't heard, it seems that some Mac Pros have an issue with their solid-state drives, and the iPhone X is, they seem to have a faulty display. Now, let's turn our attention to the MacBook Pro first. This is actually affecting the ones sold between June 2017 and June 2018. Now, regardless if you got a 128GB or a 256GB, version, you're running into problems, and those problems would be a dead drive. According to Apple, their exact quote is you may have a result in data loss or failure when it comes to your hard drive. Ain't that lovely? All right, so we got MacBook Pro 13-inch out of the way. How about that iPhone X? At one time, the most expensive iPhone. Well, apparently the most expensive iPhone at one time had the most crappy display. Seems some people are experiencing touch issues. Now, this could be that you're touching it and it's not responding in certain places, or you're not touching it and it seems to be basically possessed. Now, if you are experiencing these problems, you need to go to your nearest Apple or, of course, authorized dealer, and they should be replacing these things for free now. The Nintendo Wii. That was fun for, about 6 months, many, many years ago. How times have changed, though. A lot of people, though, still used them for a streaming device. At least they still had some use after 2011 when Nintendo stopped making them, but that's about to come to an end. Because come January 2019, streaming on the Wii will be no more. Yes, that means like things like Netflix, you're not going to be able to binge watch on your Wii anymore. It's a little bit sad, but then again, it's not a big surprise either. The Wii was sold between 2005 and 2011, so it's been quite a while that the thing's actually been supported with these streaming services. It's also probably Nintendo's way of saying, hey, guess what? We've got a new console called the Switch. And speaking of which, they're supposed to be adding Hulu pretty soon. And don't forget, YouTube was just added. Yeah, see the coincidence here? Yeah. And finally, it's just been one of those news weekends, boys and girls. But we're going back to kind of old news, but kind of a new twist on it. Talk about that Samsung foldable phone. It definitely looks like innovation, for sure. Even if the phone seems about an inch thick and the bezels, well, let's not talk about it. This is still a prototype, and I'm sure it'll get better. At least I hope it will, from what the rumors are saying the thing is going to cost. Now, you thought that the fully decked out iPhone XS Max was going to be like, whoa, they can't go any higher than that. Well, Samsung looks like they're going to. Try $200 more than that. Yeah, from what we're hearing now in the Samsung camp, look for about a $1,700 and possibly $1,770 price tag for this thing. That seems to be the going rate right now, although we're hearing at Samsung, no, don't expect it just to be settled on that price. There's still lots of things that we still need to tweak and do before we actually launch the phone. I don't know if that's good or bad. That could mean that it could get cheaper, or it could mean it could get a hell of a lot more expensive. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website for our podcast, of course, our blog reviews, it's all over there. Go check it out for yourself. Also, find us on Instagram and Facebook at British Tech Network. Of course, we're on Twitter. Give us a follow over there at British Tech. But one thing you must do is join in our BTN community at our Slack room. It's really a fun place to hang out, and we'd love for you to be a part of it. Come join us, britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Tuesday, yes, for tomorrow's edition. I hope with a lot better news. Whatever may come our way, we'll get you caught up on the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope your Monday's going well for you. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.